Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah with lesson number 8, where we will be studying the second perek, the 5th and 6th Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnayos Hei and Vov. Mishnah Hei, Hamafrish Chaloso Kemach Eino Challah. The halacha is, as we've been stressing, that the chiyuv of hafroshas challah takes place b'sha'as gilgul ha'isa, when the person has taken the flour, mixed it with water, and has started to roll it into dough. At that point begins the obligation of challah. However, suppose a person, before he adds water to the flour, takes some flour and puts it aside as challah. So the Mishnah tells us, Eino challah. He's done nothing. That's not challah. If he takes it and gives it to the Kohen, V'gozel b'yad Kohen. It is considered theft in the hands of the Kohen. The Kohen has no right to it. It's not challah. The Kohen should give it back to the baker, to the housewife. If he does not do that, if the Kohen does not return it, then people will think that the dough, which is subsequently made from the rest of the flour, is exempt from challah, because challah has already been given from the flour. And that is shelo kadin. That is not true. So therefore, the Kohen must return this flour. Ho'isa atzmo chayeves b'challah. If a person takes a quantity of flour, takes some of the flour, and gives it to the Kohen, which, as we just learned, is not sufficient, and takes the rest of the kemach, the rest of the flour, and makes it into isa, into a dough, that dough is obligated in challah. One has to be mafrish challah from that dough. What he did with the flour before it became dough is of no consequence. V'ha kemach. And the flour itself, which he set aside to give and gave to the Kohen, and the Kohen returned it or didn't return it, whichever, that flour which was hufrash, which was set aside, if there's enough in that flour to be chayev and chale itself, there's five lugim, there is revav, there is kav, rova hakav of flour in the flour which was set aside for chalo, im yeshbo kishiyur, Chayeves b'chala. It is obligated to give challah from that, because the fact that he gave, whatever he did in the form of flour, is of no consequence. And the asuro lazorim, the challah which he gave in the form of flour, which is halachically not kemach, I'm sorry, which has halachically not challah, it's mere flour. It doesn't become challah when he gives it in the form of kemach. Nevertheless, a zor, a non-kohen, cannot eat it. Aye, it's not challah. Why can't a zor eat it? So this is a gzeira, because people might say, ro'inu zor ochel challah. People will see this person took a little bit of flour, gave it to the kohen. And then they will see that a zor, a non-kohen, eats it. They will assume that it is challah. And they will say, we've seen a zor eat challah, no problem. To avoid that, a zor cannot eat of this flour, even though technically it is not challah. So holds Divrei Rabbi Yehoshua. Omru lo, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehoshua, what do you mean a zor can't eat it? Maase, a story actually happened. Ukifosha zokein zor. And a chacham, a respected, revered elder, actually ate this kemach, this flour, which was given as challah, because the zokein zor, the non-kohen elder, felt, this is not challah, it's halachically not challah, why can't I eat it? The word kifosha is similar to the word chevosha, chav beis shinhei, which means he grabbed it, he took it, he swallowed it, he conquered it, so to speak. So you see, say the Chachamim, from this Maisa, from this actual occurrence, that this Kemach, which was given as Challah, is not Asur Olezorim. Omalohem, so Rabbi Yehoshua said, no, This pusa, the person was right. Afu kilkel liatzmo. This person, by doing so, was makalkel. He ate challah, which is also to him. He'll be punished. Although it's midrabbonon, nevertheless, he'll be punished. He ruined it for himself. V'tikein la'acherim. He did something good for other people. Because other people will say, oh, if he could eat it, we could eat it. But they have an excuse because they saw this big shot eat it. They saw this zokain eat it. So therefore, they will not be held accountable, but he would be held accountable. This is Rabbi Yehoshua's opinion. Now here there are many other pshatim in the Mishnah we just learned, but we are following as we try to generally the perush, the explanation of the Bar Tanura. Mishneh Vav continues. Chameshes rivoim kemach chayovim b'chalo. If a person has 5 quarters of a kav is 4 lugim, so 5 quarters of a kav is 5 lugim, and a lug is approximately 0.5 liter. So if a person has that quantity of flour, then he's obligated in hafroshas challah, in the mitzvah of setting aside challah for the kohen. What factors in to the flour? What's considered flour? Now, when you grind wheat into flour, you begin to make it into dough, you have in the mix, unless you've done some very fine sifting, you have in the mix haim, the flour itself, usa oron, and the sourdough, the yeast which is added to the dough in order to for the dough to rise, visubon, and you also have in it subin. Subin is pisoles, is the chaff of the ground wheat, but it is very fine. And umursanon, murson is a thicker pisoles, a thicker chaff. Now, nowadays, it's considered to be healthy to eat the subin and the murson. That's what we call today in English bran. And that's considered to be healthy, whole wheat. But from the point of view of Chazal, the subin and the murson are pisoles, is chaff, is to be discarded. However, in general practice, it's ground down and everything is ground together. So therefore, what factors in to be considered the quantity of chameshes revoim kemach? The kemach itself, plus the saor, the sourdough, plus these 2 forms of pisoles, of chaff, subin, which is a finer type of pisoles, a less coarse, and mursonan, which is a thicker, coarser type of pisoles. If the total quantity of all of the above is chameshes revoim, is 5 quarters of a kav, chayovin, it's obligated in the mitzvah of hafroshas challah. Suppose, however, before the person adds the water to the whole mix, nital mursonon mitochon, he extracts the murson, he extracts the coarse bran, the coarse chaff from it, because he wants a better quality of flour, and he puts it aside. Once it's aside, then it's not considered flour anymore. Then it's separate. So that, even if now he takes it after he separated back, he returns it to the mix, v'chozal letochon, harei elu peturin. Then it does not add into it, does not factor into the total amount of chameshes revoim. If it's in its natural state, it does. But if it is separated and then returned to the mix, then it is considered not the usual method, and the only thing that remains kemach is the actual flour itself, but not the murson, which has been re-added to the mix. And if the quantity of chameshes revoim is only reached with this murson, which has been extracted and returned, then it is not obligated in the mitzvah of hafroshas challah. And so we have completed lesson number 8.